Hallelujah, 我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all the beloved brothers and sisters.
感谢神啊，给小弟这个美好的机会啊，再一次的来到我们凤凰城教会，跟我们弟兄姐妹一起来学习，来敬拜神。
Thank God that He has given me this opportunity to come visit the brothers and sisters in Phoenix and to study His Word together.
啊，晚上想跟大家来谈谈有关信心的道理。
And so tonight I'd like to share a message about faith.
啊，来作为我们啊一三年啊我们啊第一个安息日啊的一个开始。
As a good start to the year 2013.
啊，我们来看希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章的十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
三章十四节，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
哦，这里告诉我们啊，要将这个起初确实的信心坚持到底。
This verse tells us we have to be steadfast in the confidence of our faith from beginning to the end.
才能够在基督里头有份。
In order to become partakers of Christ.
我们在讲这个洗脚礼的道理的时候。
When we talk about the sacrament of foot washing.
我们强调那个与主有份。
We emphasize that foot washing allows us to have part in Christ.
那这里呀。也告诉我们要与基督有份的方法。
And Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14 tells us another way that allows us to have part with Christ.
就是要将起初确实的信心坚持到底。
Which is to hold fast to our faith.
我们可以想一想，当时我们决志要信耶稣的时候。
Let us think about the in the beginning when we first decided to believe in Jesus.
我们当时的那一份信心跟现在来做个比较，是不是还是一样？
And when we compare the faith we had back then to the faith we have now, has our faith changed?
那一份为主立志的感动是不是还仍然存在？
Is the zeal and motivation that we had in the beginning still within us?
还是如同人家开玩笑这么说啊，说信主一年主在眼前，信主三年主在门边，那信主十年呢，远到天边去了。
Or has it become like the old joke that when we believe in Christ for 1 year, He is before us. After 3 years, He is by the door, and after 10 years, He is long gone.
所以能够让我们胜过世界的，就是我们的信心。
So the only thing that can overcome the world is our faith.
能够让我们在基督里头有份，在天国里头有份。
It is our faith is what allows us to have part in Christ and have a part in heaven.
那在希伯来书的这个信心伟人的这个名单里面呢？
In Hebrews, it gives a list of the many heroes of faith.
小弟想借着其中的一位来谈一谈我们今天晚上的这个主题。
And I would like to discuss one of them in order to explain holding on to our faith.
就是约瑟。
Which is Joseph.
我们来看希伯来书的十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 22.
二十二节，约瑟因着信，临终的时候提到以色列族将来要出埃及，并为自己的骸骨留下遗命。
Hebrews 11 verse 22. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones.
他这里谈到这个约瑟这位信心的伟人。
So this verse it talks about the faith of Joseph.
他信心的表现就是在他要临死之前他交代他的后代子孙。
He demonstrated his faith through his instructions to his descendants.
将来你们离开埃及的时候，到神所赐给我们列祖应许我们列祖的这个应许之地不要把我留在这边。
He commanded his descendants that when you leave the land of Egypt and return to the land that God promised our forefathers, do not leave my body here.
要把我的这个骸骨一起带走。
You must take my bones with you.
这个是记载在创世纪的最后一章五十章里面。
This is recorded in Genesis chapter 50, the last chapter.
我们来看创世纪的五十章。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
五十章二十四节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 24.
抱歉，我们来看二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节、啊、约瑟叫以色列的子孙起誓说，神必定看顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去、啊、
Verse 25 Then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here、
啊、所以、啊、希伯来书里头记载约瑟的信心的最高表现、啊、就是在这里。
So in Hebrews,、the greatest demonstration of Joseph's faith was、with his dying words.
那刚刚、我们一开始谈到、这个坚持起初确实的信心重要。
So earlier we mentioned the importance of holding steadfast to our faith.、
那约瑟在这里临死的时候、我们看到、他的、他仍然、坚持他起初的信心。
When Joseph was dying, he was still holding on to the faith that he had in the beginning.
对神的应许不怀疑。
He did not doubt the promises of God.
那他这一生里头，他那个信心的表现都如同这里一样吗？
If we look at Joseph's life, was his faith always like this?
他都对神的这个确信毫无改变吗？
Was his confidence always strong in God?
好，所以我们以下我们就来看看呢、这个约瑟的一生呢。
So now we're going to look at Joseph's life.
好，约瑟的一生啊，记载在这个创世纪从第三十七章开始。
Joseph's life is recorded in Genesis, starting from chapter 37.
好，他是啊雅各啊这个第十一个儿子。
Joseph was the 11th son of Jacob.
好，因为他是雅各他所爱的妻子拉结所生的第一个儿子。
He was the son of Jacob's beloved wife Rachel.
好，那这个雅各啊，爱屋及乌啊，所以因为爱拉结，也特别爱这个约瑟。
And because Jacob loved Rachel the most, he also loved Joseph the most out of all his sons.
在这个雅各的爸爸哈，这个雅各的心中啊。约瑟、啊、几乎就是长子的地位。
And in Jacob's heart, Joseph was、his firstborn.
好，那我们来看、这一段的记载。
So let's look at the scripture.
好，创世纪的三十七章。
Genesis chapter 37.
三十七章第二节。
Genesis chapter 37, verse 2.
二节雅各的纪略如下：约瑟十七岁，与他哥哥们一同放、一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的妾庇拉希帕的儿子们藏在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。三节。以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。四节。约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
Verse 2. This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also he made him a tunic of many colors. 4. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him.
哦，这里记载哦，这个啊、雅各哦，就是这里说的以色列哦，他爱约瑟过于其他的众子啊。
So in these verses, Jacob, who was also called Israel, loved Joseph more than all of his other sons.
哦，也让约瑟哈、带来了这个无谓的哈、被他哥哥们的排挤啊。
And Joseph brought a bad report of his brothers to his father.
哦，那啊，这里记载说，哦，这个为什么以色列，哦，这是雅各啊，爱约瑟超过其他的孩子。
Why did Jacob love Joseph the most?
哦，当然哈、刚刚我们谈到约瑟啊，是啊，雅各哈、他所最啊心爱的这个妻子拉结所生的。
Earlier, we mentioned that Joseph was the son of Jacob's most beloved wife, Rachel.
哦，这个雅各总共娶了四个太太。
Jacob had four wives.
他娶这四个太太，并不是他一开始就想娶四个太太。
He did not intend to marry four wives at the beginning.
当他这个骗到了他哥哥这个以扫长子的名分他受到以扫嫉妒想要杀他，所以他逃到母舅拉班的家里。
After Jacob deceived his brother Esau and took the birthright, Esau hated him and wanted to kill him, so Jacob had to flee to his uncle's house.
那看到这个小表妹这个拉结就心里喜欢了。
And he saw his uncle Laban's younger daughter, Rachel, was very beautiful, and so he loved her and wanted to marry her.
后来跟这个舅舅商量这个为舅舅工作七年来为了要得到这个小表妹拉结为妻。
And Jacob discussed it with his uncle Laban, and they agreed that he would work 7 years in order to marry Rachel.
那没想到结婚这个洞房花烛夜的隔天一觉醒过来，旁边睡的不是小表妹拉结，变成大表姐莉亚。
But after Jacob worked 7 years and they had the wedding ceremony, the next day when he woke up, he realized that the one sleeping next to him wasn't Rachel, but Leah, the older sister.
那这个就跑去跟舅舅抗议怎么会这样？那舅舅说我们这边风俗就是姐姐没有出嫁，妹妹不可以出嫁所以姐姐嫁给你。
And so Jacob went and complained to Laban, and Laban told him, well, it is the custom of our land that the older sister must be married out first before we can give away the younger. So we gave you the older one.
那今天既然你那么喜欢小表妹，好了，小表妹也给你了但是再做七年。
But since you love the younger sister so much, you can have her if you work another 7 years for me.
所以雅各就变成娶了两个太太了。
So Jacob did, and he ended up with two wives.
那神因为看顾这个利亚，因为雅各爱的是拉结
And because Jacob loved Rachel more, God had compassion on Leah.
所以利亚就生小孩，拉结就不会生了。
And so Leah bore many sons, but Rachel did not have any children.
那这个拉结不平衡每天吵着雅各要小孩。
And Rachel was very frustrated, and she always was pestering Jacob to help to let her bear children.
后来就想出一个方法叫雅各也娶他的这个婢女做妾。
So Rachel decided to let Jacob take her maidservant as a concubine.
想说这样二比一一定能赢过姐姐了。
So now there is two against one, and so she should probably have more children than her older sister.
姐姐莉亚一看，这样不公平两个人欺负我一个人所以跟雅各说那你也要娶我的婢女为妾。
And when Leah saw this, she thought it was unfair, so she told Jacob, take my maidservant as a concubine as well.
所以雅各就是因为这样娶了四个太太。
So because of this, Jacob ended up with four wives.
当然神的应许是要从雅各生出十二个支派的这个祖先来。
But of course, it was God's will that through Jacob, there would come out 12 sons, be the 12 tribes of Israel.
那雅这个我们谈的这个约瑟就是雅各他所喜欢的这个拉结所生的第一个儿子。
And so Joseph was the firstborn of Rachel whom Jacob loved.
在所有的儿子里头雅各最喜欢这个约瑟。
So out of all of his sons, Jacob loved Joseph the most.
其中原因就是他喜欢的拉结生的。
Because his mother was Rachel, the one that he loved.
但如果说这个是这个哥哥们排斥约瑟以及雅各这个独爱约瑟的原因也倒不完全是。
But if this was the only reason why Jacob loved Joseph the most, or that his brothers hated him, that is not enough.
因为在圣经我们刚刚读到的经文记载说约瑟把他哥哥们所干的坏事告诉爸爸。
Joseph told his father about the bad things his brothers had been doing.
那我们或许会觉得说，那这个约瑟专门打小报告的，难怪哥哥们不喜欢他。
So we might think that Joseph was just a tattletale, and that's why his brothers hated him.
哦，他用这个出卖哥哥们哈、哦，来换得爸爸的喜爱啊！这个约瑟真啊，哦，真不应该哈。
Maybe Joseph was betraying his brothers in order to gain his father's favor.
哦，如果我们这样想就错了啦。
But if we think this way, that is wrong.
我们想想看，约瑟他为什么要规劝？哦，他为什么要跟爸爸讲哥哥的错误啊？因为他没有办法规劝、更正哥哥们的错误。
Why did Joseph give a bad report of his brothers to his father? It is because he was unable to correct his brothers' mistakes.
哦，他大可以说跟哥哥们一起干坏事啊。
He could have followed his brothers and done the bad things with them.
哎，哥哥们啊，哎，不但不排挤他哦，哎，欢迎他入伙。
Maybe then his brothers wouldn't hate him, but love him even more.
啊，但是约瑟知道这是不对的。
But Joseph knew what they were doing was wrong.
啊，他也没有能力能够纠正哥哥们的错误。
And he could not correct them or rebuke them.
所以唯一的方法就是跟爸爸讲，请爸爸来纠正哦哥哥们的错误。
So the only thing he could do was tell their father and wait for their father to correct them.
啊，当然约瑟也知道他这么做一定会让哥哥们讨厌他、排挤他。
Of course, when Joseph did this, he knew that his brothers would hate him and despise him.
哦，但是约瑟心里头有一个原则在。
But in Joseph's heart, he had a principle.
就是对神的相信。
Which was his faith in God.
哦，相信神是赏善罚恶的神。
He believed that God is righteous and hates evil.
哦，所以他把哥哥们的恶行告诉给爸爸知道。
So he had to tell the bad things his brothers did to his father.
哦，这种是非分明之心呢、啊，是基于他的对神的相信跟依靠。
And this willingness to tell the truth and expose evil is based on his faith in God.
哦，所以雅各爱他。
So Jacob loved Joseph.
除了约瑟是他所爱的拉结所生的儿子。
Not only because he was the son of his beloved wife,
更因着约瑟他的正直，他的是非分明。
But also because of Joseph's uprightness and willingness to condemn evil.
今天我们在这个复杂的人际关系社会里面。
Today we live in a society with many complex relationships.
我们每天呢承受着这个各种不同的压力，人际关系的压力。
And we experience many types of stress or pressure from these relationships.
哦，同事之间，同学之间，哦，妯娌之间，哦，亲戚之间等等。
Between co-workers, students, teachers, and employers, our family, etc.
哦，我们也许会像约瑟一样，为了坚持，哦，因着信仰，哦。所带来跟这个世人不同的价值观、道德观，而受到排挤，而受到人家的这个欺负。
Maybe we might become like Joseph because of our faith. We have different value systems and moral standards from the people around us, and that causes us to be despised or hated by those around us.
那我们是不是也愿意像约瑟一样，坚持对神的这一份相信？
So then, are we willing to hold on to our faith in God?
哦，而不是跟哦，为了能够融入到哦这个群体当中啊，跟大家同流合污了。
Or do we want to be included and accepted more than holding on to our faith?
哦，出卖我们的信仰，出卖我们信。这个信主的原则。
And we compromise or give up the principles of our faith.
哦，这里约瑟17岁。
Here Joseph was 17 years old.
在他的家庭里头。
In his family.
跟他的哥哥们的关系。
He had troubles with his relationship with his brothers.
他坚持对神的信靠。
But he held on to his faith and trust in God.
他不同流合污。
He was unwilling to condone their evil.
那也因为这样，哦，最后啊，他被哥哥们哦给卖到埃及去了。
And in the end, because of his principles, his brothers eventually sold him to Egypt.
17岁啊。
He was only 17.
以我们现在来讲，才是一个高中生而已啊。
For us today, that is a high school student.
到国外去啊。
It is like a high school student going abroad.
哎，我们说至少也是大学或者念这个啊研究所啊，哦，才到国外去念呢。
Typically, we would only expect a college student or a graduate student to study abroad.
哦，高中生就到国外去。
But a high school student going abroad.
我们有些为人父母的哈，啊，这个 SSC 啊，哦，这个学生联恩会啊，如果要到其他州去哦。就会考虑考虑，哎，他坐飞机会不会搞丢啊？
Some parents they are afraid to allow their children to go to another state for student spiritual convocation because they're worried about the flight.
哦，更不要说到国外去了。
So don't even think about studying abroad in another country.
哦，更何况约瑟到埃及，并不是去念书啊。
But Joseph he wasn't going to Egypt to study.
哦，也不是去哦，去好被人好去那边呐 啊去找工作哦。
He wasn't going there to find work.
哎，他是被卖去当奴隶的。
He was sold as a slave.
啊、哦，所以我们想想看，17岁的约瑟。
So if we think about 17-year-old Joseph.
哦，被卖到埃及去当奴隶。
He was sold into slavery in Egypt.
哎，为什么会发生这种事情
？Why did this thing happen?
哦、因为他坚持他对神的相信、啊、以及信仰的原则。
Because he insisted on keeping the principles of his faith.、
哦、所以他被卖到埃及当奴隶。
So he was sold to Egypt as a slave.
如果说要 complain、哦、他最有资格了。
So if we're talking about complaining, he has the most reason to complain.
神啊，我为了守你的道理耶。
God, I wanted to keep your commandments.
啊，你不但没祝福我。
You didn't bless me.
哦，你还让我被卖到埃及当奴隶啊。
But you even allowed me to be sold into Egypt as a slave.
神啊，你在哪里啊？
God, where are you?
你有没有看到啊？
Have you seen this?
哦，我们很多弟兄姐妹很会这一套哦。
Many brothers and sisters would complain this way if they were in this situation.
神啊，你有没有看到啊？ God, 神啊，你为什么让我这样啊？
God, have you seen my sufferings? Why are you allowing me to experience this?
其实啊，所遭遇到的事情啊，只不过是这个一般人哦，日常生活都会遇到的事情啊。
But actually, many of the troubles we experience are just average, everyday things that we have to go through.
经常就让我们呼天抢地呀，哦，让我们呐怨天尤人呐。
But these little difficulties cause us to complain very much against God.
当我们看约瑟这个卖到埃及当奴隶，哦，这个可不是一般人都会遇得到的哦。
But for Joseph being sold as a slave, that's not something you encounter every day.
好，那我们看看，在这段期间里头啊，约瑟有没有改变他的性情，他对神的相信啊，以及信仰的原则。
So let us look and see if Joseph's faith in God wavered because of his situation.
哦，约瑟啊，被哥哥卖到埃及啊，哥哥们哦啊骗这个爸爸雅各啊，说约瑟啊被野兽吃掉了。
When his brothers sold him into slavery, they deceived their father by telling him that that Joseph had been killed by a wild beast.
好，换句话说，哦，约瑟啊，被这些哥哥们，哦，当然哥哥不会再记着他了，哦，那爸爸这个雅各啊，虽然爱他，但是被哥哥骗了，啊，也不再记着有约瑟这个人了。
So in other words, because of his brother's deception, Joseph was forgotten by his family.
哦，约瑟彻底被他认识他所认识以及认识他的人给忘记了。
He was forgotten by those who knew him.
卖到一个完全没有人认识他的地方。
And he was sold into a place where no one knew him.
没有人认识他。
No one knew him.
没有人记住他。
No one remembered him.
哦。我们不知道有没有这样的经验哦。
I don't know if anyone has experienced this.
被人家给忘记了，被人家遗忘了。
To be completely forgotten and cut off by others.
哦，那种感觉，那种感受，一定是哦，非常的不舒服哦。
That feeling is very distressing.
哎，我们不知道晓不晓得哦，这个忧郁症哦，它的学名叫什么？
I don't know if you know the medical term for depression.
哦，忧郁症的学名哦，叫做 melancholia 啊，没有人 call 你啊。
It's melancholia, but in Chinese it sounds like no one cares for you.
大家把你忘记了嘛，看你忧郁不忧郁啊。
If everyone forgets about you and doesn't care about you, then of course you would be depressed.
我们经常要 Facebook, 不然就是 email, 看看这个有没有人还记着我，有没有人传短讯啊，有没有人传这个 email 给我。
We are often checking Facebook or our emails to see if anyone has sent us a message or email.
也是完全被忘记。
To make sure that we haven't been forgotten, but Joseph was completely forgotten.
他被法老王的这个护卫长，一个叫波迪法的买回家去了。
Joseph was bought by Potiphar, an officer of the Pharaoh's guard.
在这个波迪法家里工作一段时间。
And after working for a while in Potiphar's house,
被波提法破格任用，提拔成为管家。
Potiphar saw that he was very effective and promoted him to be the head of his house.
其实当时的埃及就好像这个世界当今的美国一样，它是高度文明第一强国啊。
Ancient Egypt is similar to present-day United States because it was very advanced and a great cultural power.
那这个护卫长等于我们现在这个总统 bodyguard 的这个 captain
And so Potiphar was like the captain of the president's bodyguards.
这个官位不小哎。
So he had a very high status.
在他家里头当管家。
And Joseph was made the overseer of his entire house.
多少人呢？挤破头啊，走后门呢，都想要得到这个位置了。
How many people strived extremely hard to gain this kind of position?
结果这个波提法竟然没有在他的这个埃及国里头，埃及人当中挑一个，竟然去挑一个从国外买来的奴隶，把他升为管家。
However, Potiphar didn't choose any of his fellow Egyptians for this position. Instead, he picked a slave from a foreign country to be his overseer.
什么原因呢？
Why did he do that?
我们来看一下
Let's take a look.
创世纪的三十九章。
Genesis chapter 39.
三十九章第二节。
Genesis chapter 39, verse
2. 二节，约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，神与他同在，他就百事顺利。三节。
Verse 3.
他主人见神与他同在，又见神使他手里所办的尽都顺利。四节。
Verse 4.
约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩，侍候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。五节。
Verse 5.
自从主人派约瑟管理家务和他一切所有的，神就因约瑟的缘故赐福与那埃及人的家，凡家里和田间一切所有的都蒙神赐福。六节。
Six.
波提法将一切所有的都交在约瑟的手中，除了自己所吃的饭，别的事一概都不知。这里记载这个约瑟能够被高升为管家的原因。
This passage tells us why Joseph was promoted to be overseer of Potiphar's house.
是因为神祝福他。
It was because God had blessed him.
神与约瑟同在。
God was with him.
让这个主人所交办的一切事情都顺利。
So that whatever Potiphar entrusted Joseph, he was able to do successfully.
甚至能够让这个主人看出神与这个约瑟同在。
So much that Potiphar was able to tell that God was with Joseph.
所以把他高升为管家。
So he promoted him to be overseer.
那约瑟能够得着神与他同在。
So how was Joseph able to have God with him?
如果他不是对神仍然持续的信靠，对这个持守的信仰的原则，神怎么会跟他同在？
If he had not continued to hold steadfastly to the principles of his faith, why would God still be with him?
如果他一天到晚就complain说神啊，你怎么让我们被卖到埃及啊？神啊，你到底有没有看见啊？
If he was just sitting around and complaining all day, God, why did you send me here? God, don't you see my suffering?
算了啦，我不要信了啦。既然神不保佑我，我还信他干什么？
If he said, I'll just give up, I don't want to believe in God anymore, what good is it to me?
跟埃及人一样哦，什么事情都来了。
Then he will just be like an Egyptian.
如果我们也是这样。
If we also become like this.
埋怨神到最后离开神。
Complain to God until we decide to depart from God.
所作所为跟一般不信主的世俗人一模一样。
And we just do and say like the people around us.
神还会跟我们同在吗？
Would God still want to be with us?
我们能够得着神的祝福吗？
Would we still receive the blessings of God?
我想一定不会的。
I don't think so.
虽然是约瑟，他仍然得到神与他同在，以及神所赐给他的福气。
However, God was with Joseph and he blessed him.
因为他还持守着对神的相信。
Therefore, he must have continued to believe and have faith in God.
以及相信神的原则。
And believe in the principles of God.
周传道，你这样讲会不会太武断一点？太过这个主观自己是这样想。
You might ask, Pastor Zhou, is that not too much of your own interpretation?
当人顺境的时候，看不出真信仰的。
When a person is prospering, you can't tell if he has real faith.
约瑟被高升为宰相，被升为管家。
Joseph was promoted to be an overseer.
会不会影响到他的信心，对神的信靠以及信仰的原则？
Did that affect his faith or reliance on God?
我们看看试炼来了。
We see that the trials and temptations came.
因为男主人可能工作很忙把这个女主人给冷落了。
Maybe because Potiphar was very busy, he might have neglected his wife.
结果女主人因为这个管家约瑟是管家的身份能够接触到主人的家庭。
And because Joseph was the overseer, he probably interacted a lot with the members of the house.
女主人看到约瑟长得秀雅俊美竟然想要跟约瑟有婚外情。
And when the Potiphar's wife saw that Joseph was very handsome, she wanted to have an affair with him.
对很多没有道德观念没有这个信仰原则的世俗人来讲，这个有什么不好啊？
For those who do not have the standards of God in their heart, extramarital affair is nothing.
这个是艳遇啊，这个是机会啊。
They would think it's an opportunity for me to have some pleasure.
更何况说这个主人把一切所有的交给约瑟
And since the master has already given all things into Joseph's hands.
在这个家里头除了女主人之外没有一个人比约瑟还大的，因为他是大管家。
Then that means no one is higher in status than Joseph except for the master's wife.
换句话说，只要女主人不讲。
So in other words, as long as the master's wife didn't tell anyone about the affair.
当然女主人这个时候对约瑟是落花有意怎么会讲呢？
And since she liked him, so of course she wouldn't say anything to others.
这男主人是不会知道的，也没有任何一个这个狗奴才敢去打报告的啦。
Her husband and none of the other servants would know about it.
但是约瑟他有没有照女主人的意思来得罪神？
But did Joseph follow his master's wife to sin against God?
我们来看。约瑟怎么回答他女主人？
So let's look at how Joseph replied to his master's wife.
39章第八节。
Genesis chapter 39 verse
8. 八节约瑟不从，对他主人的妻说：“看哪，一切家务我主人都不知道，他把所有的都交在我手里。”九节。
Verse 9.
在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下你，因为你是他的妻子。我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
Verse 8, but he refused and said to his master's wife, Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. 9, there is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
也许我们 刚开始会认为约瑟拒绝他女主人的这个好意啊，是因为主人对他有知遇提拔之恩，他不敢做出对不起主人的事情。
We might think that the reason why Joseph did not accept his master's wife's offer is because he felt indebted to his master and did not want to offend him.
但是我们从约瑟亲口对他女主人拒绝的话里头，我们知道。
But when we read what Joseph said when he refused his master's wife, we can understand.
原来约瑟还有个更高的标准。
Joseph had an even higher standard.
就是神。
Which was God.
身为波迪法的总管家，并没有让约瑟冲昏头了。
Becoming the overseer of Potiphar's house did not cause Joseph to be puffed up.
他仍然坚持对神的相信以及信仰的原则。
He continued to hold on to his faith in God and the principles of God.
那这下子敬酒不吃就吃罚酒了。约瑟被他女主人陷害，关到监牢里面。
One small trouble leads to another. After this, his master's wife slandered him and caused him to be thrown in prison.
这个监牢可不是一般关小偷强盗那种监牢。
This prison is not like a prison for petty thieves and small criminals.
这个是皇家的监牢。
This was the royal prison.
我们想想看这个波迪法不会跟典狱长交代一下，这个家伙给我特别照顾照顾。
I don't think Potiphar told the jailer to take good care of Joseph for him.
照他女主人在他面前的控告说你把这个希伯来人带来来家里竟然想要这个侮辱我。
Because his wife accused Joseph in his presence, saying that this Hebrew had came to mock us and wanted to defile me.
你看他的外衣在我手里。
You see, I have his garment in my hand.
约瑟百口莫辩。
And Joseph couldn't say anything to defend himself.
这个波提法难道不会这个对约瑟有误解吗？
So wouldn't Potiphar have a misunderstanding towards Joseph?
你这个真的是狼心狗肺啊，忘恩负义的狗奴才啊！我把你从这个从个奴隶啊，高升为管家，结果你做这种事情。
He might have said, "You truly are an ungrateful servant. I lifted you up from being a slave to be my overseer, and yet you treat my wife this way."
结果现在关到监牢了。
So Joseph was thrown in prison.
我们想想看，约瑟，这个时候的约瑟，他离他回家的路，更加的遥远了。
At this point, Joseph now had even less chance of returning to his home.
更加被人遗忘了。
And he was forgotten even more by others.
在监牢里头的约瑟。
So while Joseph was in prison.
他有没有改变？
Did he change in his faith?
对神的信仰，对信仰原则的坚持。
Did he waver in his commitment to his faith?
那我们同样来看这一段经文。
Let's look in Genesis.
我们看39:21。
Genesis chapter 39, verse 21.
21节，但神与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私狱的眼前蒙恩。22节。
22.
私狱就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟手下，他们在那里所办的事都是经他的手。23节。
23.
凡在约瑟手下的事，私狱一概不查，因神与约瑟同在。神使他所做的尽都顺利。
21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. 22. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. 23. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper.
我们都看过这个监牢的这个电影新来的一定会被修理得很凄惨的。
I'm sure we've all seen movies that talked about prisons, and we know that the newest inmate is always bullied the most.
哎，但是约瑟一进去就当大哥大了啊。
But the moment Joseph entered the prison, he was raised up to be the overseer of the prison.
哦，所有的犯人都归他管呢。
All the prisoners were committed to his hand.
为什么？
Why?
因为典狱长交代的。
The keeper of the prison committed them to him.
为什么典狱长这么做？
Why did the keeper of the prison do that?
因为神跟约瑟同在。
Because God was still with Joseph.
神为什么要跟约瑟同在？
Why was God with Joseph?
如果约瑟改变他对神的信靠，改变对信仰的原则，神会跟他同在吗？
If Joseph had changed his faith in God or wavered in his commitment, would God still be with Joseph?
一定不会的。
Of course not.
但是约瑟没有改变。
But Joseph did not change.
在家里17岁牧羊，他没有改变原则，卖到埃及当奴隶，没有改变身为管家，或者是被误会关到监牢，他都没有改变。
From the time he was 17 and shepherding, to the time when he was sold as a slave to be promoted as overseer and then misunderstood and thrown in prison, Joseph's faith never changed.
所以神仍然都与他同在。
Therefore, God was always with him.
也许我们会说，可能约瑟他的人生这个波动起伏还不算大了他人生这个起落还没有很大了。
Maybe we might think that the ups and downs in Joseph's life were not that drastic yet.
管家没有多大嘛，那个奴隶跟囚犯，我看也差不多了
Overseer of someone's house is not that great, and being a slave and prisoner is also about the same.
那接下来这个遭遇那就起伏就大了
So then, what happens next will be greater in magnitude.
他在王的监牢里头。
He was in the royal prison.
结果里头认识了两个一个是王的这个大厨一个是王的这个调酒师酿酒的
While in prison, he met two people. One was the Pharaoh's chief baker, and the other was the chief butler.
这两个人不知道干了什么事情让法老王生气，结果被关到监牢里头。
For some reason, these two offended Pharaoh and were thrown in prison.
有一天这两个人都做了梦，不知道这梦的意思。
And one day, each of them had dreams, and they did not understand their dreams.
约瑟就替他们解梦了。
So Joseph interpreted their dreams for them.
那果然就照约瑟所讲解的一样，三天之后，一个砍头，一个被放出去官复原职。
And it came to pass that everything Joseph told them occurred. One of them was, after 3 days, the chief baker was beheaded, and the chief butler was released and restored to his position.
当这个官复原职的纠正要出监牢之前约瑟还特别交代他，请他出去能够替他伸冤因为他是冤枉的。
And when the chief butler was released, Joseph asked him that if to remember him and to plead for him because he was wrongfully accused.
但是他再一次的失望这个纠正忘了他忘了两年。
However, Joseph's hope failed again because when the chief butler was released, he forgot Joseph and forgot him for 2 years.
直到法老王也做梦也不知道梦的意思。
It wasn't until the Pharaoh had a dream and did not understand the dream.
这个纠正才想起监牢里头的约瑟。
That the chief butler finally remembered Joseph that he met in prison.
经过向王的推荐，约瑟替法老王解了梦。
And so Pharaoh called Joseph out of prison, and Joseph interpreted his dreams for him.
并且也向法老王建议要怎么处理接下来的这个七个丰年跟七个荒年。
And Joseph also advised Pharaoh on how to deal with the upcoming 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine.
约瑟的这个建议让法老王不费一兵一卒把全国的土地通通收归他法老的。
And Joseph's advice allowed Pharaoh to suffer no loss, but actually gain control over all the people and the land of Egypt.
哦，不必像中国大陆这样哦，把地主斗垮、斗臭哦，扫地出门，也不用什么台湾三七五减租，耕者有其田。你看法老王哦，照着约瑟所讲的，哎，把全国的土地啊，通通收归他的。
So Pharaoh didn't have to go through any of the complicated events in China or Taiwan, but very simply was able to gain control over all the land and people of Egypt.
好，他因为这个埃及啊，在荒年的时候，埃及有粮食，老爸爸雅各啊也听到了，所以叫哥哥们哦到埃及买粮食了。
So when the famine struck, Egypt had food, and Jacob, he heard about it, and he sent his sons to Egypt to buy food.
哦，那后来约瑟跟他们相认，把老爸爸还有哥哥们全家通通啊带到埃及去享受荣华富贵。
And eventually Joseph revealed himself and reconciled himself with his brothers, and they moved the entire family to Egypt to enjoy the prosperity there.
哦，约瑟当法老王的宰相，至他三十岁的时候。
When Joseph was 30 years old, he was promoted to be the prime minister.
17岁卖到埃及，三十岁做宰相。
At 17, he was sold into slavery, and at 30, he became the prime minister.
哦，是三年当中啊，干过黑手嘛，干过奴隶，也甚至做过管家，哦，也下到监牢做过囚犯。
In those 13 years, he was a slave, an overseer, and a prisoner.
现在干首相。
And now he is the prime minister.
我看到人生的起伏，没有一个人像约瑟这样子。
I don't think anyone's life could have such drastic ups and downs like Joseph.
首相，而且是当时超级强国埃及帝国的首相。
He was prime minister, and not just prime minister, but Egypt's prime minister.
美国的国务卿，哦，他看到他哈，哎，大家都要哈，这个毕恭毕敬哎。
He is like the vice president of the United States. Everyone honors him.
哎，他约瑟有没有改变呢？
So in all this, did Joseph change?
哦，这个时候他最大嘞。
At this point, he was one of the highest-ranking officials.
我们看到他生了两个儿子，他为儿子取了名字。
Joseph had two sons, and he named them these names.
来看四十一章。
Genesis chapter 41.
四十一章五十一节。
Genesis chapter 41, verse 51.
五十一节，约瑟给长子起名叫马拿西，因为他说：“神使我忘了一切的困苦和我父的全家。”五十二节。
52.
他给次子起名叫以法莲，因为他说：“神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。”
Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil in all my father's house. 52. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction.
哎，当约瑟人生的最高峰的时候。
At the highest point of his life,
我们从这里可以看到，他仍然没有减少对神的信靠以及信仰的原则。
We see that Joseph's faith did not diminish at all.
神仍然是他的原则，神仍然是他所信靠的对象。
God was still his principle and his reliance.
好，那这个爸爸雅各被接到这个埃及。
So after his father and their family was moved to Egypt,
法老王接见他。
Pharaoh came to welcome them.
哦，他告诉法老王哦，他的年日哦是130岁。
And Jacob told Pharaoh that the years of his life were 130 years.
130岁到埃及。
He was 130 when he came to Egypt.
哦，雅各在埃及活了17年哦，147岁离世。
And Jacob lived in Egypt for 17 years and passed away at age 147.
哦，雅各一离世啊，他这些哥哥们可紧张的。
And when Jacob died, Joseph's brothers became very anxious.
哥哥们知道哦，这个他们所做的恶事哦，这13年来啊，约瑟在埃及一定吃了很多苦。
Joseph's brothers had realized their sin, and they knew that in those 13 years, Joseph must have suffered greatly because of their actions.
约瑟之所以迟迟没有动手报仇啊， 因为约瑟是一个孝子啊，爸爸在，他不愿意让爸爸伤心哦，看到啊这个手足啊相残。
And they thought that the reason why Joseph hadn't taken revenge yet was because he was very pious to his father and did not want his father to become grieved that his sons would fight with each other.
Oh, 爸爸死了。
But now their father had passed away.
约瑟一定啊，会照我们以前啊，带他一切的恶，足足的报复我们的。
So surely they thought that Joseph was going to take his vengeance on them now.
现在可是宰相啊。
And he's a prime minister.
一声令下，株连九族啊，我看到我们都完蛋了。
He had all the authority in his hands, so he could do anything to his brothers.
但是我们看看约瑟这个时候讲什么话。
But what did Joseph say?
30岁当当宰相哦。
He became prime minister when he was 30.
到底要这个，哎，然后啊，把爸爸接过来。
And he received his father into Egypt.
这个7年的丰年，37岁哦，然后再加上7年的荒年。
Had gone through the 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine.
那加上爸爸，到了埃及活的是7年。
And his father lived in Egypt for 17 years.
这个时候约瑟大概60出头吧。
So at this time Joseph was probably around 60 years old.
那我们看看这个时候哦，年轻17岁的时候，神是原则哦。信仰是原则哦，那这个时候啊，这个该退休了哈，有没有改变哦？
When Joseph was 17, God was his principle and his reliance. Now at this age, near age of retirement, did Joseph change?
我们来看哈，这个50章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50.
19节。
Verse 19.
19节，约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能替代神呢？”20节，从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。21节，现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
19, Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God?" 20.But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. 21. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
我们看这个时候约瑟他也是没有变，神仍然是他的原则，信仰仍然是他的原则。
From these words, we see that Joseph had stayed the same. God was still his principle, and he still had his faith.
不但是这样
Not only this.
约瑟活到110岁。
Joseph lived to 110 years old.
离世之前还要他的子孙起誓，不要把他的尸骨留在埃及。
On his deathbed, he made his descendants take an oath, saying that they will not leave his bones in Egypt.
来看24节。
Verse 24.
24节，约瑟对他弟兄们说：“我要死了，但神必定看顾你们，领你们从这地上去到他启示所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之地。”25节，约瑟叫以色列的子孙启示说：“神必定看顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。”
24. And Joseph said to his brethren.I am dying, but God will surely visit you and will bring you out of this land, the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. 25. Then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here.
临死之前，约瑟仍然没有改变对神的相信以及信仰的原则。
Even at the moments before he died, Joseph did not change his faith in God or the principles of his faith.
所以约瑟真的是这个不愧啊，当这个信心的伟人。
So Joseph was really worthy to be called a hero of faith.
因为他坚持起初确实的信心，直到最后。
Because he held on steadfastly to the confidence of his faith even to the very end.
他是一个在神国里头有份的人。
He was one who had part in the kingdom of God.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So beloved brothers and sisters.
我们在这个新的一年的第一个安息日的聚会。
In this first Sabbath of the new year.
我们效法一起来效法约瑟他。对信仰的坚持。
Let us all follow the example of Joseph in holding on to our faith.
无论年轻，无论年老。
Whether we are young or old.
无论是顺境，无论是逆境。
Whether the times are good or the times are bad.
都坚持那个确实的信心。
We should always hold on to our true faith.
让我们都在基督耶稣里头有份。
That we may all have a part in the Lord Jesus Christ.
来唱诗。
Please sing him.
484首。
484.